This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, here we are live from the Trinity School of Natural Health Symptoms event in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thanks to our friends there, including Julie Whitman Klein, who you know, her father, Wendell Whitman, amazing man in health freedom, and Jonathan, you knew him well as well. You spoke repeatedly at the Health Freedom Expo, so it's great to be here, and Jonathan, I only wish you were here with me in person.
Well, I wish I were there, too, and I salute Julie Klein for her years and years of wonderful service, and it's her father before her. It's just a remarkable legacy. They really advanced the cause of integrative and alternative medicine and opened a lot of people's eyes to options that the conventional community never made available to them. So as a result, I'm sure there are many people's lives who have been spared or whose lives have been lengthened as a result of the contact with the Klein family and with her her father, Mr. Whitman. So
yes.
Anyway, I salute them.
Yeah, and you know, think about the timing of this event where we're getting trained in naturopathy, traditional naturopathy. And I think about what's happening politically on the federal level, as you've been following, we've been following it together. And it seems that only like two or three people in Congress and the Senate are talking about health freedom. Everyone else is talking different, varying degrees of health tyranny, where the people don't have an option to choose natural health care at all.
Well, it's extraordinary to see just how far the creep has been in the direction of government control of medicine on the part of Republicans who are voted into office on the claim that they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare with a free market alternative. And instead what they're doing is propping up Obamacare, and it's disastrous to see that come to pass. There are clear alternatives in the market. The market has always provided a better alternative for health insurance and medical care. We can repeal Obamacare, which has been an utter disaster. And we can replace it with a free market alternative. I've, as you know, I've repeatedly advocated that this thing shift basically into a tax measure whereby everyone who contributes a dollar to the welfare of someone in medical need, whether they are an institution like a hospital or a corporation for its employees or others, or a family taking care of its own, would receive a $1.50 tax deduction, so that this would create a marketplace bonanza in assisting people in need, and would enable tax reduction to go with it, so that, in other words, more people would have their own money. That would expand free market alternatives and would greatly enhance patient-centric choices in the medical marketplace without having to do anything about insurance. People, if they wanted insurance, would buy insurance. If they needed insurance, they could get help to get insurance. They
right.
Get a tax deduction if people help them get insurance. So it's just absurd not to go down that route,
mm-hmm.
Particularly when you're talking about 45 million, 50 million maximum people who they say they want to put on the health insurance rolls at the start of Obamacare. Well, just think how many people would be benefited if you did this type of a tax program. Many, many right. more people than 50 million people.
Jonathan, let's just go back to the, you know, what's going on currently in Congress. There is no opposition party. There is no health freedom party. And you've got Republicans saying, hey, you know, we can't pass something that includes the freedom to choose the kind of health care that the people want. It could be bad for us politically. It's like, where are the principles there at the federal level other than a few people? And we talk about, you know, the necessity of participation or even voting. And we look at here, Lucy and the football, the classic case. We're going to get in there, repeal Obamacare. We'll give you the freedom to choose. And then the vast majority of the Republicans are too afraid of their own shadow, much less do they have the principles to stand up and say, you know what, the only thing we did, we promised we would repeal it, then we'll figure it out. They apparently won't even do that.
Well, it's a combination of, on the part of some, to gain control just to have the ability to be a power broker, and on the part of others, it's just cowardice. They fear that if they articulate a full defense for a free market alternative, that they'll be accused of being callous and unsympathetic to those in dire need. Well, it's quite the opposite. I mean, if you look at the course of American history and of world history, the greatest force that has uplifted and enhanced the lives of people world round has been the success of capitalism, the success of free markets. Socialism has resulted in populations that have lower life expectancy, that have a more miserable existence, and that have massive increase in the incidence of depression and of age-related disease. When it comes to market societies, you've either had significant advancements in healthcare and technology related to healthcare and in alternatives, or you've had situations where you've had a compromised economy like ours, where there's been too much government involvement, and then you don't see the expansion in longevity because people are being sold a one-size-fits-all approach to medicine because there is no free market. So we've got to get to a free market in healthcare. If we really want to see people live longer, have greater opportunities to fight disease from the angles they appreciate and want most,
right,
you know, open the marketplace. It's a very simple thing, but it's a profoundly difficult concept to convince people of when you've got this dogma that's so powerful that says
right.
that health care is a right, it comes from the government, you can't have health care, you can't have good health unless the government gives it to you. That's nonsense.
Being here with the Trinity School of Natural Health and now all these new naturopaths to be that are coming up in a traditional style, you know, we've got history in natural medicine. We recognize there are other thoughts out there. There are other schools of thought. Allopathic medicine, due to the Flexner Report of 1910, has engulfed and devoured almost every profession if it hasn't eliminated it altogether. Even the naturopaths that go through the medical school type training are more allopathic than they are naturopathic in reality. So, and it's not that I speak against that. I just want you to say, hey, this is what I am. I'm an allopathic naturopath. I'm a traditional naturopath or a homeopath, and have the free marketplace available to the people in need and let the people decide based on what is actually working for them. It's almost too much to, you know, for a so-called small government Republican, which is an endangered species if they're even in existence anymore.
Well, we've bought into this thing since World War II, this notion that somehow a paternalistic government through the Food and Drug Administration is best left to decide the ultimate question of whether something is beneficial for you or not, whether you should have an opportunity to try it or not. You have bureaucrats deciding and political appointees deciding over science, reigning over science and saying what science they like.
Yeah.
And what happens is, you know, it's the same self-interested approach that dominates any system that's closed off to competition and allows people to dictate results. You got the people dictating the results, choosing what's in their own personal financial interest and the interest of their future employment, rather than what is in your interest. Only you can determine what is in your interest. The issue for government is really preventing deception and ensuring that people are well enough informed. It's not about whether in the first instance there should be access. It's whether the truth is being told and whether or not individuals are given an opportunity to make a judgment for themselves. Our First Amendment rests on the proposition that it's not for government to decide for us what the meaning of something is or what the utility of something is in terms of in its communication to others. It is for us to decide. The ultimate power, as in all rights, vests in the individual against the state under our Bill of Rights. And that has served us well.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in this PC environment and in this environment of extraordinary state paternalism through administrative government, we have government and now the educational community starting from the proposition mm-hmm. that there is an elite in this country that knows better than you do what's in your own best interest, and you must abide by their dictates if you know yeah. what's good for you.
Well, listen, you know, we know that the power to heal is ours, it's yours, it's everyone's, but so many have allowed the government to usurp that power. It's not that you don't have it, but you kind of temporarily give it up. The illusion is there. It's a very powerful illusion. As we see, the elected representatives don't have faith in the people to make choices for themselves, so it is a paternalistic a devolution away from a Republican form of government to a democracy where the mob rules and the oligarchy actually rules at this point, and the oligarchy has become the mob.
And it's even more insincere than that, unfortunately, where mm-hmm. Individuals in government overtly understand that the propaganda they're pronouncing is utterly false, who appreciate that they are manipulating people and they're deceiving people. And they're doing it many times to feather their own nests, advance interests that will pay them back. I mean, we have a tragedy in the modern administrative state, which is that as Thomas Jefferson predicted, the government, when it grows with corruption. Corruption comes pari passu with the advancement of government. Now we have such an enormous government that corruption abounds, and it is so tempting and so easy to get away with it. The modern history of our government is one besmirched by massive amounts of corruption across
right.
administrative agencies, within Congress, and even infecting the judicial system. And people are denied due process. They're denied protection for their rights to life, liberty, and property. And they become pawns in this greater political scheme.
Right.
The administrative agencies operate as dictatorships, unaccountable to the courts and the Congress and the American people. And the heads of those agencies rule as a virtual dictators, capable of pushing agendas that advance their own interests without ever being forced to account, either to those whose lives they decimate, whose businesses they destroy, or whose futures they deny.
Yeah, well, said it well. Jonathan E. Mord is here, the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Trinity School of Natural Health, the Symptoms Conference this week in Minneapolis at the Doubletree in Bloomington. And we got a lot more broadcast healing to go. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You can find out more about Jonathan E. Mord if you're new to the show at emord, emord.com. And one of his most famous books, The Rise of Tyranny, is an absolute must-read.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, y'all, we're back. We're live. We're happening. TrinitySchool.org is where you go, and you'll learn all about the Trinity School of Natural Health, many different programs available to you from around the world, and occasionally we get together and learn in person, and there's a group of naturopaths to be coming together here, and we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty each and every Thursday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord. Cheryl Chimley and Norm Singleton have taken the night off, so it's me and Jonathan, and that's okay. Now, I'm not one to make psychiatric diagnoses, Jonathan, but I would say that the Democrats at this point are basically manifesting some form of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, over anything related to the Trump administration or anybody related to the Trump administration, including Donald Trump Jr., who apparently met with a lawyer from Russia, and people are freaking out about it. Jonathan, I figure as a lawyer and a constitutional kind of guy that you are, you'd know if he was doing something wrong.
Well, you know, this insanity that seems to preoccupy the leaders of the Democratic Party and also the media is truly remarkable. You know, I think it's an infection that has spread wildly since the start of the 24-hour news cycle, where everybody's competing to be the first to declare the presence of a witch. And then and then be known as the one that, you know, McCarthy-like brought the witch before public attention and condemned them. So we have, within seconds after the revelations taking place, all of this hysteria. Within minutes of the revelation taking place, the former vice presidential candidate under Hillary Clinton, former governor of Virginia, declaring profoundly that this is essentially the end of Western civilization and that this is an act of treason.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right. I thought treason only occurs in an act of state of declared war somehow. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're right. But look, take a look at this. You've got a person who receives from his operatives in a presidential campaign word that someone has information adverse to your opponent that may involve even criminality,
mm-hmm.
and would like to meet with you to convey what that information is. Are you serious that anybody who is in a campaign would not want to receive such information? Absolutely they would. So he goes to meet with Donald Trump Jr., goes with two other people, Manafort and also, I forget who else, from the campaign to meet with this person. And they meet with him, and the person does a sort of bait-and-switch situation. They got the attention of the billionaire's son. Now they're going to tell him how they want money for their charity. So rather than have information on Hillary, they used the whole thing as a ruse to get him over there so they could get support for a charity. And he's nonplussed, and within 20 minutes he bolts. Well, what happened? What crime was committed there? How does that implicate the President of the United States? How is the President guilty of treason? How is that a high crime or misdemeanor? And not only that, the hypocrisy is so profound. You look at the other side, I mean, we do have the Clinton Foundation using Hillary Clinton's office with Hillary's complicity to create a massive conflict of interest where the foundation's reeling in all this money from all these foreign governments and from principal foreign nationals. And Bill Clinton's over there with the Uranium One deal selling off, you know, with Hillary Clinton's assistance, selling off upwards of a quarter to a third of the American plutonium reserve. And then you've got, in addition to that, Bill Clinton raking in all these massive speaking fees and raising his speaking fees from Russia, communicating in different countries that with authorization from the State Department run by Hillary Clinton to make money in speaking fees. At the same time, they have this quid pro quo going. You give a certain amount to Bill Clinton for his speaking fees. You give a certain amount to Clinton Foundation. He'll come there and we'll also help you. So, I mean, there's this whole rotten, disgusting violation of the conflict of interest rules in the government. You have her having a personal server, having all of her business work through the State Department, including classified information running through it. Does she get prosecuted? No. Does anyone charge her with all of the crimes that this is involves? No. Is she investigated? Yes. Do they find evidence of criminality? So says Comey. Do they recommend that she be prosecuted? No. And then you have Donald Trump, who they have no evidence on, being up on articles of impeachment by members of Congress.
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah. No, it's Looney Tunes time in Congress and the Senate, but not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Ebor, constitutional attorney, modern-day founding father, in my humble opinion. Love you, Jonathan. We got lots more happening for Trinity School of Natural Health here in Minneapolis this week, the symptoms event for naturopaths in training. And, man, oh, man, we got to restore that liberty.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's a special event. It's a special week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We are cranking it up all week long in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. That's trinityschool.org. They have their naturopathic training program going on. We're partaking in that, and I want you to consider it as well. TrinitySchool.org, and those of you who have been waiting for it, I talked to Julie Whitman Klein, and she said we're going to get a special Robert Scott Bell Show deal for you up and running, so stand by. We'll announce that in the next day or so. All right? That's good. Very exciting. Right now, we've got Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, on with us, an attorney, and he has been fighting for your health freedom and mine for many, many years. And now we're talking about, of course, not only the healthcare disaster that what America has devolved into, but the just general attacks on the Trump administration, whether you agree with them or not. Claims that they're attempting to impeach based on treason, which is non-existent. And the question is, do they want war with Russia? Will they be happy then? I mean, what is going on here, Jonathan? What do the Democrats think they're going to do at this point if they continue attacking and every attack is just ludicrous?
Well, they have the argument that there's obstruction of justice without any proof of obstruction of justice, no probable cause, and yet they have put in to Congress measures for articles of impeachment. Take a look at this from Vladimir Putin's standpoint for once.
Okay.
This is bizarre, but listen to me out. So here you have Vladimir Putin, who undoubtedly attempt to influence the election, has done so not just in this election, but in several prior elections, probably for over a decade, has attempted to influence the outcome of American elections, has attempted to hack into local precincts and influence, you know, alter voting and so on, but has not been successful. And again, in this last election, he was not successful. He didn't alter, according to any proof that has been able to be established, a single vote in the election. But the plan was to interfere with the election so that people would become disillusioned with democracy and would be angry that their votes didn't count or that their votes went for a candidate they didn't vote for and all of that, to create absolute mayhem, chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't work. So there you are, Vladimir Putin, the election's over. Trump won. You think that maybe it's possible that there will be a better opportunity to work with Trump than Clinton, but you're not so sure. At least that's part of the propaganda. All right. You then find out that the argument over whether Trump interfered, colluded with the Russians to influence the election, for which there's no proof, is actually leading to a dysfunctioning of the American government, such that the Trump administration cannot get anything through, such that the public is distracted from international crises and from actions by Russia and from all these threats externally and internally, so that we're incapable of responding to anything. We're just focused, riveted on, did Trump collude with the Russians? So you got to see him back there laughing his head off, saying, look, what about the benefits of unintended consequences? We wanted to screw up the American electoral process and make the government dysfunctional. We tried our best to do it directly, and look, the Democrats are doing our work for us, and we're actually having a dysfunctional government thanks to them, not thanks to our hacking.
Yeah, I know. It's like who's really on the side of Russia at this point? And I see some uber libs on Twitter, some the movie stars that are just genuine snowflakes out there, just freaking over the why won't he protect us from Russia? I'm like, dude, your attacks on this administration are doing more damage than Trump could ever do at this point. And the fact that you won't allow someone to negotiate some kind of ceasefire in Syria, that you think that's a pro-Russia movement, why are they so, why are they behaving as if they are the warmongers?
Here you got the hyperventilation over Trump, who's actually taken direct steps to countermand efforts by Russia in Syria and reinforce American interests in wiping out ISIS in Syria, and also reestablish some threat in the Ukraine to protect the Ukraine, and also establish some resilience in response to the communist North Koreans, and rebuke the Iranians and so forth. You have all those actions which bespeak a person who is not complicit with the communists and the Russians. And then in the prior administration, you got somebody who did nothing in the face of Russian aggression, did nothing profound in the war on terror, did nothing to stop the Iranians, in fact gave the Iranians the key to creating a nuclear weapon, and did nothing to stop the North Koreans. And yet they never complained about Obama. They never said Obama was a Russian sympathizer, was a communist sympathizer. He went around the world apologizing for the United States. They never said Obama was somehow helping the enemy. They never said, despite the fact that he gave actual cash and large volumes flown in by an airplane into Tehran to the Iranians, that was bad. They never said the billions and hundreds of billions that he gave back to the Iranians and gave to the Iranians was somehow helping expand radical Islamic terrorism and the greatest world sponsor of terror. And yet, They never criticized them for any of that. And it's all direct evidence of selling out the United States. You have someone in office who's doing the opposite. They say he's complicit with the Russians to destroy the United States.
Oh, yeah, well, insane. the arguments are disingenuous, and that's an understatement. And, you know, I almost don't like to even talk about it, Jonathan, because there's so much that we know that we can do to help the folks that are in need without government interference by removing the interference from government. I mean, you had this Amish guy in Kentucky, the heartland of America in Kentucky, that's just been given 6 years prison. 6 years prison simply because he was selling a salve without permission of the FDA. And I'm thinking, you know what? The American people are really putting up with a whole hell of a lot, way too much in my opinion. And as I've said, they've got to stop asking for permission where none is required. But the states are complicit in this, because if the states did not cooperate with the federal government on this, you know, 90% of their enforcement capacity on the state level depends on state cooperation. And I think we got to go through this anti-commandeering concept of the 10th Amendment to push back on the FDA at this point, because they ain't going to roll back of their own accord. And we see that the Democrats and the Republicans don't seem to understand that rolling back the oligarchy is critical to the lifeblood of the future of this nation. So do we have to go, again, 10th Amendment, states, and then local movements to push back because, our elected representatives don't seem to be able to do it?
I don't know. There's been an enormous case of Alzheimer's in the American public that we have forgotten.
Yeah.
That our nation was founded on principles of liberty, that more than anything else, our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution stand for the proposition that government must be restrained, and only if government is restrained and limited to its essential functions can people enjoy a maximization of freedom, that the greatest
right.
threat to individual liberty is government. And those fundamental principles which animated our founding fathers and gave life to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution escape the typical American today, I'm sorry to have to say. We've got a lot of great American heroes who fight for our country and defend our nation and stand up for liberty, but we have also a huge body of people in this country, particularly at the university, who condemn our nation, who think liberty is really just a code word for racism, and who don't believe that individuals should have the rights to life, liberty, and property. They believe that more elitist, educated individuals should be sitting in control through bureaucracy of everything you do, so that you won't hurt yourself, so that you won't make a decision they think is wrong-headed, so that you won't believe things they think you shouldn't. This is a disaster. And what's, you know, it permeates not only the university, not only government, not only the bureaucracy, but now it permeates the media as well. And you have these pundits on there. They have an absolute First Amendment right to communicate anything they want. But what's so striking is the number of them who believe that it's in their province without evidence to accuse, condemn, and then argue for the elimination or removal of this president or others in his administration. You know, whatever happened to Edward R. Murrow? Whatever happened to the journalistic standards? Whatever happened to the notion that you don't publish information unless you've confirmed it? That you don't rely on secondary sources when primary sources are available to contradict it? Or when primary sources aren't available, that you don't rely on one secondary source? Whatever happened to checking and rechecking and ensuring the accuracy and integrity of information that is communicated to the public? Those standards used to be the bedrock of journalism. Now anything goes.
Yeah, well, journalistic integrity has become the ultimate oxymoron. New media and Media 2.0, the things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the things that my buddy Jeffrey Jackson is writing about. We got Del Bigtree doing a show now. We've got, of course, here on GCN, a lot of great voices for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And, of course, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Sayer G, Green Med Info. So the new media has been given rise because of the absolute, I wouldn't even say inadequacy, but the willingness by the mainstream, old, pharmaceutically conflicted media to completely drop every aspect of what journalism used to be about. That so-called Fourth Estate, the First Amendment, there is nothing that is going on in the mainstream media that I can see except that broken clock analogy. Occasionally they get something right by accident. But for the most part, all the reporting has to happen elsewhere because they're unwilling or unable to cover these stories particularly of health freedom, much less all of the Hegelian dialectic left-right that has been manipulated into a meaningless charade as both parties drive us deeper into tyranny.
Well, you also have, you know, the what has now actually become the old media. It was the new media a couple of decades ago of cable and direct broadcast satellite communication and so on, conveying the conventional channels. And through those conventional channels and networks, you have this massive paranoia and race as their profits diminish, as their audience share diminishes, to try to outpace and out-communicate the new media, social media, and Twitter and so forth. So you have somebody on with a tweet who has no legitimate intention other than to rabble-rouse and excite violence, being given full credence by the national media because they want to report upon the story that they haven't checked out first before anybody else gets it. We've got a situation where their own lack of integrity is bringing them down. Trump has been able to benefit by virtue of the fact, they don't realize this, but by virtue of the fact that they persist in this type of lack of integrity and first to state and condemn, he's benefited because he's called them out so many times and the American public's onto it. And the American public regards the media as low, 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 even lower than they have any disrespect for other figures, even those in Congress. Media's lowest.
Well, we're getting high, high, high on Liberty here with you, Jonathan E. Moore. The Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour continues live from Trinity School of Natural Health Special Naturopathic Conference. And we've got more coming up after the break with Jonathan E. Moore.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping up first hour here from the Trinity School of Natural Health Symptoms Symposium for the naturopathic crew coming through. We need more naturopaths out there. We call them the traditional naturopaths, so those going back that don't use drug therapies, that don't use invasive therapies. We need to give options for folks that do not have drug deficiency diseases, do not suffer from vaccine deficiency diseases, and, of course, believe in health freedom and healing liberty. And that's why we're here with Trinity School, and that's why we have Jonathan Emord on with us each and every week, the Sacred Fire of Liberty. So, Jonathan, I know you can hear in my voice, I'm a little ticked off about what's going on. And fortunately, we can vent on radio as well. And we're not constrained by courtroom decorum here either. So I want to give people some, I don't know, it's hope, but optimism that there are ways that we can break this cycle that's beyond just the voting booth, beyond just relying on Republicans and Democrats to do the constitutional thing.
Well, you know, Robert, earlier in the month of June, June 24th, I went to Gifford, Illinois, where my parents had a home that was destroyed by a tornado, and they
right.
and they were wonderful people, and they really helped a lot of folks, and the town created this park named after them, the Emord Memorial Park. And I bring this up because when I went to that town, which I grew up in, I was struck by how profoundly patriotic the people are in the Midwest, and how
yes.
out here in Washington, it's this environment that's so thick with corruption and money grabbing and mm-hmm. people vying for power and position and self-interest. Then I went back there, and they had this parade, you know, they had fireworks at night, They had the national anthem. They dedicated the park. They had prayers about the park. They had flags all over the place. They were honoring veterans. They were honoring the police. They were honoring the rugged individualism of the farmers and of the everybody who makes a living out there based on hard work and honest work. And it was really invigorating and encouraging, because you see, at root, we are Americans, and our legacy of liberty from the Declaration of Independence through the Constitution, through the great decisions that have knocked down acts of tyranny in the courts over and over again, the movement of history is invariably in the direction of more and more freedom. And these people who live in this environment, who look at Washington and think that everyone's insane because they don't understand that the bread and butter issues are important, that love of country is important, that these people, their kids go off to fight in the wars and die for liberty. And, you know, they have this fundamental understanding of what is true. And it's gotten perverted by all of this political palaver and fighting and nonsense. But as far as they're concerned, it's still America. It's still liberty that counts. It's still freedom that's most important. It's the right of individuals to work their own property and develop their own interests and not be dictated to by some onerous government that's far away or some bureaucrat who thinks he knows better than you do. So that's the hope of our country. We will reach a stage where the bureaucrats in Washington reach gridlock because the rest of the country isn't going along. You've talked about this many times. You talk about it in terms of the 10th Amendment. In real terms, it means that Main Street has had enough. They're not going to take it anymore. They're not going to permit this to continue. And we saw that in the last election. And I think we're going to see it again in 2018. And I'm hoping that it results in more obstructionists, more resist Trump people and other people who don't want any movement of the government getting yanked out of power. And in place of them, more people who are reflective of these values of the American people that are historic and that really define why it is that we have a country of exceptionalism, why we are a great nation, and how we can be a great nation in the future if we revisit and restore these fundamental values.
Folks, who do you want to determine your future, whether it be in health, healing, and whatever creative endeavor you want to partake in? Do you want some government bureaucrat dictating to you what you can and can't do? What about with your body and healing, or that of your children? This is the place where we remind you the essential elements that provide for you are not from a centralized bureaucracy, even though they'd like to claim it, but comes from a far higher place, a creator that is not the government. And, Jonathan, I appreciate you so much on this journey together to help restore the Republican form if we can and bring that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you.
You
bet,
Robert.
Thanks so much. Yeah. All right. Till next week, for Jonathan Ebor, we got more coming up after the news break from Trinity School, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.